Hello, Dave.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Not so bad. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. So where are you? Does that look like New York from that little tantalizing glimpse that we saw?
It's Manhattan, America's epicenter of the pandemic.
And how's that at the moment? Scary or?
Well, no, it's getting better. It's getting better every day. You know, it's actually in some ways, I wish the city was always like this. It's about 20% capacity. You can hear the birds singing. I didn't know we have birds in Manhattan.
Really? So that's really changed a lot, is it, the birds?
Is that
because there's more of them coming to the city, or because there's no noise you can hear them, or both?
I read it somewhere that it's the lack of sort of sound interference and noise pollution that's bringing out their better qualities.
Yeah, wow. So how is it for you at the moment? Are you working lots? I would imagine there's not as many productions going on as there would be normally.
Surprisingly, we're just as prolific, if not more so.
Oh, really?
In these conditions, right. than we were before. And there's still just as many productions. They're just of a different kind a little bit. And even that is changing every day. You know, I feel like there have been stages to this thing. And the stages interchange very frequently. You know, we started with this sort of shock and confusion in the first week of not knowing how to pivot exactly. And then in the next phase, we started to put out all these COVID stock footage ads. And then we figured out we could shoot a little bit in the next stage. And, you know, there's some GPs out there that have equipment that can go out and capture some things. And we got to sort of realize that we could produce a little bit better quality of work. And we started doing that. And then in the next phase, Europe is starting to open up. So we can shoot in Prague and Sweden currently. We got shoots in Germany, bidding Australia, things like that. And then next is when are the American states going to open up? And that's coming too. I mean, it's British Columbia, seemingly Vancouver, a big film destination, is starting to open up. So, you know, little by little. And now we're planning the bigger shoots in the soon-to-be reopened states, Georgia, Florida, et cetera. So now it's really busy. It's just a different kind of busy and a bit more of an annoying busy, more isolated busy, but busy nevertheless.
I would imagine it's educational, though, with having the challenges to figure out how you even make stuff now, rather than being an autopilot, must be good. There must be some good things come out of that.
I mean, I think that I don't remember a time when sort of production logistics were at the center of every decision. Yeah. You know, it's like pretty much everything that's in a creative deck needs to be thought through as to how achievable that idea is. And then hopefully the creative that you see is of the time, represents what's actually possible and not too far-fetched. And then you kind of adjust to it, modify it, and you go into production. And then the other thing about it is that everything is far quicker than it has been before, because one, the types of productions are quicker. We're not shooting films per se. And then secondly, I just find that the moods in society changes quite rapidly. And because of that, the tone of the messaging needs to change. And it sort of has an expiration date, so you got to be quicker and into market with your work.
So do you think it's put more focus on the idea? Because obviously it's hard to have as many production tools available as you may have previously had.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that could potentially be the staying, consequence of this condition, maybe, is that, again, it's really the strength of the idea that carries the work, and not necessarily the absolutely perfect way to execute it. The stuff that is to say for a producer, but that is, I think that's exactly it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good positives, I think. I mean, obviously.
I mean, everything, right? Like, again, like every crisis is a terrible thing to waste, right? Like every sort of calamity, you try to figure out what can you learn from this? What are the positives of it? Glass half full, and you certainly want to stay optimistic and figure out how to kind of, work in these conditions. But it doesn't mean that it's better this way. It doesn't mean that you'd prefer it this way, when things eventually return to normal. I started to get questions from, procurement the other day, and some client procurement individual said to me, well, see, you don't need to sit in an edit like you tell me that you do. Why pay for the facility? Why you don't need to go to shoots, you know, you can shoot it remotely. And that's flawed, obviously. Just because we can kind of stick a handle in the phone booth doesn't mean we can.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the work is better, but, you know, you do what you can. And I think that at a time like this, you know, I feel like the clients need you more than before in a way, you know, and I would even say that you almost feel better about being in advertising in a sense, because, you know, in these conditions, you're not just, you know, pushing product. You're actually fighting for the survival of some of these, you know, giant corporations, jobs, you know. Some
point.
Of our clients, some of our marketers, they've got, you know, 200,000, 250,000 employees.
Yeah.
These people need to, you know, stay employed for the sake of, you know.
In this isolation, recommend something that you've watched that you'd recommend to people that they may not have seen.
Yeah, you know, I always find comfort in history, you know, in historical content, and especially in a time of a calamity like this one. I try to read more, and currently I'm reading this very detailed biography of Frederick Douglass, and, you know, America is my adopted home, and, you know, I have some knowledge gaps on its history and especially 19th century Civil War and just abolition is a topic that I've always been, you know, felt like I needed to learn more about, because, you know, racism is such a huge part of sort of American society, unfortunately. So, you know, that just really gives you perspective as to, you know, the kind of stuff that we're dealing with and we're complaining about watching Zoom all day, you know, and relative to the, you know, the larger sort of issues that mankind had faced.
So how has it been, on a personal note, being in America, being Russian in America with all the stuff going on between the two countries?
You know, it's a very highly politicized relationship between the two cultures. And there are many times, and by no means am I a supporter of the current regime back
in
there.
But country.
Exactly. Yeah. Either country, but it could be very difficult, just because a lot of times the conversation surrounding these topics is a very shallow one, and you know, for someone who like myself, who has spent my lifetime studying Russian history and society and understanding why things are a certain way, and then you react and then you interact with people who are making assumptions based on a headline, you know, who have just such a shallow understanding of a certain subject, that can be very frustrating. So it could be quite annoying and upsetting.
Yeah, I bet. So, Parv, do you have a question the other side?
Are you drinking more or less alcohol?
That's a great question. At first more, but now less. You know, I find that once you've sort of established the routine, and you've sort of figured out how to iron out some of these wrinkles and these conditions of how to manage your family and your work, then the anxiety sort of surrounding that starts to fade a little bit. Then you're a little bit more to normalcy, and you get back to the things that are, you know, more important. You know, the health and the family and sort of the balance of those things. But the beginning was pretty rough. Yeah, as just every day you turn on the news and you pull up all those graphs and you study the charts.
So, Nick, have you attempted to try and make anything, bake anything, or, you know, anything new?
Smoking meat, someone said the other day.
You know, not that my wife does that on a daily basis. There's a lot of audacious sort of cuisine experimentation going on in my kitchen.
Do you think when things normalize a bit, however much they normalize, you'll try and arrange the way you work differently? Maybe work one day at home or 2 days at home, or?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it depends on what period of time we're speaking of. Is it the time of, you know, say a couple of months from now, where we're starting to dip our toe back into some, you know, social interaction? Or are we talking about the eventual return to normalcy, which will hopefully occur at some point?
I guess normalcy, you know, I think what we've discovered through these kind of check-ins is that most people have been surprised how well they can work at home and deal with things on Zoom. And they've also found that the quality of work is slightly different. So although they miss people and there's certain things that are a little bit harder to do, they also often think more deeply about certain things because there's less distractions
Yeah, yeah. I think that at some point there will be a modified, a slightly a sort of a hybrid version potentially. Yeah. But I still think that given the opportunity to return to normal conditions, we'll take the normal conditions and we'll return back to normal for the most part, with maybe a little bit more tolerance towards, you know, working from home on occasion, and certain teams can structure themselves a certain way. Like, let's say in a production schedule, there are certain stages of it where you could work remotely and there's no harm in that, say the director search or the bidding phase. And then the other thing is, there's, you know, for Wieden Kennedy specifically, our, you know, culture is one of our strengths, we like to think, and that culture is in the personal bonds that we have among us,
yeah.
You know, and while we can certainly maintain those digitally, it's not quite the same, certainly, as being in a room together and bouncing ideas of one another, supporting each other, just running into each other by the, you know, getting coffee or at the bar or by the urinal, you know, and having a quick chat. You know, these are all the things that foster those bonds. And hopefully, as a consequence, you know, make it work a little bit.
What have you learned about yourself over this period? Is there anything that you've discovered about yourself that you didn't know? For example, you miss people more than you thought, or you don't miss people as much as you thought? Or...
I'm further accepted and understood how material acquisition and you know, joy of material things is secondary to, you know, the more spiritual things in life, right? Like, you know, our connections, the connections that we are now able to reestablish with our families and sometimes not even our immediate families, to our friends. And, you know, those things are, this type of situation really puts that to the forefront of what really matters in life.
Now, one last question. Can you think of an ad that you've seen that you've loved or hated in this period of lockdown?
Well, we did, the spot that comes to mind is ours. It's a spot from Bud Light. It's a spot with a Johnny Cash track. And right. It's a spot about how much we miss. It's just a spot that shows empty sporting arenas. Right. And it just, as a big sports fan, it sounds like you guys are as well. It just really tears me up just how much I miss. I miss sports.
Bud Light, you know?
Yeah, it's from Bud Light.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And I thought that one was also brilliant because it's just the connection with, you know, the Bud Light. You know, connection with sports, obviously, and just the claim on sports. I thought that was quite clever, and you know, a good Johnny Cash track. Never heard anything.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll check that one out. Well, that's been amazing. That's brilliant. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks again. That was great.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You got it, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Nick.